Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. Today is Friday, and Larry put the date in here, which is the 30th of March, 2012. So tonight is our paranormal show. So if you have any paranormal activity, maybe you saw a ghost in your house just after doing a clearing of a house for sale, just a couple of days ago, I think. I'm kind of elusive here. That was a lot of fun. Saw this creepy crawler crawling on the ceiling kitchen between, it had like a couple feet on the ceiling and a couple feet on the wall, kind of like moving around back and forth. And I got rid of that thing, and a few other things are in the house here, so got rid of those, and the house felt better afterwards. So anyway, let's... I'll turn it over to Carrie. We'll see what's going on. So, Carrie, neck of the woods.
Hi, yes. Well, welcome, everybody. Here we are, BBS Station 2, Friday night. I don't know what's going on in my neck of the woods. It's light outside. That's all I care about. I'm so happy the clock's changed. I like these longer evenings. So we are having the Q&A tonight, and of course it's Friday night, paranormal night, so you can get as weird and wonderful as you like. And the Q&A, yes, Cindy, it would be wonderful if you posted the phone numbers. That would be great. Thanks for asking, and thanks for posting. So for the Q&A tonight, which will be in an hour, for about an hour, it's 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and then the PIN is 50-63-99 and the pound sign. And if you're new, if you're a new listener who just recently met Ron last week at the expo, or I guess last night at his talk, and you're listening to the show for the first or second time, you can post any questions that you may have on the BBS Fast Chat. There's a link that you click on just above the play buttons, and we're on Station 2 tonight, Friday. So just click on there, and you can type your questions in, or you can call in and ask your question on the show tonight for the next almost hour, and that's 888-429-5471, or you can try line 3, I think, the 530-513-6472, and Cindy's probably going to post those on the fast chat any second now if she hasn't already. So, and then you can come on the Q&A. The Q&A email address to send your questions for the Q&A, that's clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, for the show tonight and the Q&A, do think about if you've had any strange paranormal activity, and we can get Ron's take on that. And maybe some of you have seen some good movies lately, too, that we could talk about, movies that talk about the different areas of, that are going on in on the planet now that we might not otherwise know about but are appearing in movies, like parallel universes, parallel timelines, parallel lives, all the alien stuff, time travel, on and on and on. So let's have a look. If we see if we have any questions. Yeah, let me refresh my fast chat here. So... maybe, Ron, while I'm looking for some questions, do you want to do any samples since it's the end of the week, Friday? We do have a, what happened with the clone call last night, says Marcy. Well, I think you didn't have it because of your workshop probably, right, Ron?
Yeah, we were on the conference line with that. But,
oh, you were, okay.
Yes, uh-huh. So...
okay.
Let's do a, I don't know, what clearing haven't we done for a while?
What haven't we done? Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Betrayal. Let's do a betrayal clearing.
Okay.
Any of you buddy felt betrayed in the last week? So here we go. Well, think of the issue, naturally. Remember, the lightship can only clear what you're thinking of. Because it doesn't judge you, you have to judge yourself. And this is how they can clear you. So here we go. Betrayal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So just see how you're feeling. Let's see what else we can do here that we haven't done for quite a while. We can pull out of the hat here. Let's do a clearing for haven't had heartache for a while. Anybody have any heartache out there? Well, let's go. Here we go. So heartache clearing. Think of one of the times in your life where you may have had a situation. Could be any time. Here we go. So you have to think of it naturally. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, just see how that helps you here. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we just had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, Ron, I had a creepy thing that happened to me, a couple creepy incidents. The first one was 2 years ago when I went to the expo. I was walking down the steps, and you were right there, and the aliens created a big rabbit hole that I stepped into at the bottom of the steps, and I fell over. And now this time after the expo, I was dumping some hot water down the toilet into the sewer line, which is a 4-inch sewer line under the toilet, and they moved the toilet over, and they put my foot in its place. And I was wondering if they were abducting me at that time, because that was a creepy thing that happened, too. Did they abduct me and move the toilet over and put my foot in its place, and then I pulled on my foot instead of in the toilet? Can you interpret what happened there, Ron, in regard to their space?
Yeah, more than likely, they wanted to get you somehow on a timeline. So that's kind of what I would suggest is happening, is that maybe you're out there on a timeline that is causing you problems, and it's a bleed through here. So that's kind of what I would sort of suggest.
Uh-huh. Bleed through here? You mean it's not connected to here? It's connected to a parallel planet, another place?
I would think so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I get a release from that, please, so I can not have any more parallelistic displacements?
Okay, here we go. So if any of you felt like you were in the Beyondo, and here we go. So what was the situation in your life? Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helps you a little bit. Did you lose consciousness, Larry, when that happened? Were you doing something that seemed normally, if you look back upon it, kind of stupid?
Well, I don't think I was stupid. I thought the aliens were ignorant and at all. I thought the aliens were ignorant and displacing the toilet I thought they were been a misnomer when they did that, and it was, I don't think I did anything dumb, no. I just felt like it was their responsibility, what they did, and maybe it was a cross-timeline that I was out in the orbit instead of in here, where I was supposed to be, into this timeline, like you're saying, but I guess I was crossing timelines, and that's the reason for the displacement, I guess.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, yeah.
Did you feel like you spaced out at all, Larry, when it happened? Like you had a blank, spaced out moment?
I think it was a spaced out moment. That's true. It was like I was in La La Land on two timelines at the same time. I was here and at the other timeline, like Ron's saying. Well, my foot was there in the toilet on one timeline, and the toilet was in front of me on the other where I was pouring. Somehow, my foot was in the place of the toilet, and yes, it was displaced, and they tricked me into, I was on the other timeline instead of this one here. They shot me over to the other timeline instead of here, because here, clearly, the pilot was right in front of me where I was pouring it in. So they put me on the other timeline and brought it into here, is what they did, and then I poured on my foot instead of down the toilet drain.
Yeah, and how's your foot doing? For anyone that wasn't listening on Wednesday, Ron did some healing work on Larry's foot during the show on Wednesday. So I know you were going to perhaps do some skin misting work on Larry.
Well, it's good and bad. In other words, Ron relieved the shock from my brain. He relieved the burning from the foot, which was very good. And now when I put it down on the floor, the blood rushes, it puddles up, and then there's pain. But then I kick it back and forth to release the pain, then I can walk on it better. And I don't feel any pain when I sleep at night. It looks like probably a third-degree burn instead of a first-degree, maybe a second or third-degree burn, but it's healing up. The pain isn't that severe anymore, but it is coming along. And I'm doing the water healing. I'm doing the emergency healing, and I'm doing what I can. And the alien attacks and things like that that I'm doing besides that. So I'm doing quite a bit of that. I'm doing, actually, to keep that problem from happening again, I'm doing the mental healings and the mind and the alien healings on that, and the ascension healings. I'm doing the ascension, too, on that.
Well, tomorrow night the show will be live, so when we go up to the light ship, you can ask them to work on your foot then, too.
Okay, now what I'm doing is I'm asking the pain to be released, and for the muscles not to seize up but to stay loose so they don't seize up from the shock to be released from the muscles itself, and not to freeze up, and also the pain to be released, basically, is my step I'm working on now.
Good. Okay, great.
Very good.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your assistance on that, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome. So
okay,
let's do a clearing here. We'll clear the spirit, because the spirit naturally could have a problem. So the spirit takes on the emotions and everything else that the body has. So in Larry's condition, his spirit would have a foot that got burned. So here we go. Everybody, you may want to sit down. You might get dizzy. So here we go. Going to heal your spirit. It's going to come in and out of your body. So, and this, what I'm doing now will eventually be on the website at some point. So here we go. In and out, 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 in and out. Oh boy. In and out, 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 in and out. In and out, 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 and back in. Okay, Terry, back to you.
Okay, well, thank you. I hope that helps, Larry. Thanks for calling. So, oops, I've got the wrong window open here. T is asking, will there be a call tomorrow? And I'm not sure which call you mean. There will be a show tomorrow, and then the Saturday part of the April intensives, that doesn't start until April 14th. So if you're meaning the Saturday call for the intensives, that'll be on the 14th. And if you're meaning the show, that will be happening. Any other calls you can think of that T might be referring to, Ron, or is that it, I think?
No, I think it's probably maybe the BBS program tomorrow, I would think.
Okay. So, yeah, so that will be on. That will be live. Janice is asking if she could get a clearing for her throat. So I'm not sure what the problem is. Oh, chemtrails or critters, she's saying.
Okay.
Probably wondering which it is.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have her bring it in. So remember, we have alien critters in our throats. We could have entities in our throats. You could have some type of genetic memory in your throat of past lives of having a throat problem. So we'll just see what comes forward here. So we'll just wait and see what is typed in. And I'll do another heartache clearing here.
Okay.
So here we go. Heartache clearing. And just think of a situation in your life that that could have happened to you. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I guess Marcy is clarifying that there was it was hard to hear on the call last night, I think, and so she's wondering if you couldn't hear the call, were you still included in the decloning? So maybe you can explain how that works, Ron.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
kind of like being absentee, really.
Yeah, once you're on the call, it's you could just, once you're on the call, you're on the call. It doesn't matter if you hear it or not or you have to hang up or anything. So once you're on the call, you're on the call. Works for you. That's like an absentee clearing that way.
Yeah, okay. All right. Several people are saying that they've been doing the gray skies clearing lately. Mike P. is saying sometimes the gray skies helps him with heartache. That's interesting. Shannon is asking for a timeline crash for looking at the clock, and it's saying 9/11.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. So this is a robotic program, and we'll get rid of some timelines on that. So for saying the number is 9/11. Here we go. So one, oh boy, two, three. And you might just pay attention if you happen to be in a time zone where 9/11 is approaching you. Right now it's past that where I am. And but you may be, behind time a little bit there. So maybe when you do see 9/11, maybe tomorrow morning or even tonight, if it hasn't passed, you might just see how the energy feels on it. And if you do have the timeline crash, you might do it at like at 9 o'clock and do it for maybe, maybe 5 minutes and wait to see what happens when 9/11 shows up on your clock. See if you feel any body energies. You may get rid of that. Here we go. So 9/11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What, another timeline? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see what's happening, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. George is saying that the when you did the out and in and in and out spirit thing with Larry, with all of us, but when Larry was on the phone, that he is feeling that he has more life energy, and he's wondering if that's the same thing, I guess, as doing the, I now increase my life force energy.
No, it's different. When you do your I now increase my life force energy, you're just bringing more of your spirit into your body, okay? And or expanding it out more inside of you. When you come in and out of your body, each time your spirit leaves you, then at that point in time, it's released from you, and the light ship can do a healing on your spirit, putting it back into wholeness of what part of your spirit's left with you. And then it comes back in again healed. Remember, you have to heal your spirit before you can have any healing done. That's why if you do emotional clearing, then that means that you're... Remember, when you die, your spirit has to go through the past life review of the darkness. And that's because your spirit cannot come in here with all the contamination from the last lifetime. It'd be useless in the body. A person probably would actually die pretty quickly if you had all those densities, which is why you die when you're older. So once the spirit's cleaned up, then it comes back into the body and starts over again with life force. So when we did the in and out of the spirit out of the body, it's cleared, and it can do more healing on you. Now likewise, when you do an emotional clearing, your spirit is automatically healed because it takes on the blueprint of or the different densities, you know, of your emotional body, and it's hanging on to that too. So when you do an emotional body clearing, your spirit's cleared off. So whenever you do a whole lifetime clearing of any type, your spirit's getting released of the blockages and densities that the mind energies perpetrated on it. So with Larry's condition, what happened was we had to do a spirit clearing, you know, only because he's still suffering with some of that pain and stuff going on with his foot. It's not healed yet. And that's the reason why we did that, to take him in and out of his body so that it would be better and he'd have a little better chance of healing. Otherwise, your spirit's going to sit there in the same misery that you are, and you may lose healing energy. So you want to heal your spirit. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, so when you do that with us, you said when we're out, the light ship can do some healing on us. So that presumably, at the moment, we can only do that when you're doing it for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be connected up to the light ship to get healed, right? I mean, I can't walk down the street and say, Spirit, I command you out, I command you in. I command you out, and I command you in. Nothing would be healed, and I'd just be out of my body, right?
Yeah, that is correct. There's nothing there to do that work for you. So
right.
I will be putting that on the website at some point. It'll be in the future here. We have so much else on our plate, but that's what I'm planning to do with some spirit healings.
Okay.
Yeah, that will be coming up here. In fact, we'll just see if anybody's felt any energies in the last day or two happening around them, if they feel a little less hampered, or maybe there's, you know, maybe they feel better. Because there was a lot of work being done at the workshop yesterday. What we did is take out some of the energy, the mind energy. We did a mind release with the clones.
Oh.
And it was pretty intense. And all of a sudden, it looked like the military came into effect here and started going after tunnels. So that was a pretty time last night for me. After the process and, you know, coming back. So, yeah, it was definitely a mass attack going on by the military to take out the mind energy of clones. So, back to you, Carrie.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know anything about that, and I have been feeling better today. I've been in a much better mood today than I've been in for a week or two. I've been kind of grumpy the last couple of weeks, and I felt much better today, so that is very interesting to hear. So they were doing tunnel stuff?
Doing something, yeah. All I know is that when I was seeing the battles going on, the darkness was shooting like 15-foot-long laser pulses.
No.
Normally I only get like 5-foot ones. And they were like all around the ship that I was in, you know. And it was just continuous as they were trying to knock out the energies here. So... But anyway, that was a pretty long battle. If you people out there were doing stuff and you know that you're enlisted, you may have felt the energies coming your way as you were probably on full alert. So I'll just kind of add that. I don't have much more information for people who maybe are taking notes. That's all that I can remember. And anyway, that's basically all that I can recall is that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so quick, so fast, and the energy was really, really intense for maybe about 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it was somehow the clones were attached to the mind. And what I was doing was our normal decloning replicas that we do from, you know, being attached emotionally to these entities at the workshop. And somebody mentioned to do mine, so I started doing mine, and wow, that really triggered a whole bunch. I'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go. This is a cloned energies that clone your mind, or maybe it's a cloned mind energy. Let's put it that way, okay? So hang on, everybody. We'll see what you feel like. And we can do whatever we want on the paranormal night, right? So here we go. So one.
I'm yawning already.
Two. Yeah, yawning already. Three. Four. Five. Remember, you're getting the clones of your mind taken away. Six. Maybe the mind is good. The clones
wow.
are the problem. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Another timeline. Two. Three. Four, five, six,
boy.
Seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do a few timelines. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So now we're going to concentrate. That's just a sample on the timelines. Let's now do the clones attached to you on one timeline. Remember, there's a difference here. Okay. So here we go. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, I think it's, what, 500?
I don't know.
Okay. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 700, I think. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 800, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 900, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1000. Now we're going to bring in the real you here. Here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, this is probably what you're using to think with, okay? So you look at the mind as being your thoughts, very possibly, okay? It might be a slightly different energy, but, you know, it's really hard to put your finger on stuff when aliens control everything and take them sideways and change things. But just see how you're feeling. So how are you, Carrie? You got any more smarts?
Well, maybe less. Yeah, definitely felt that. Yawning, coughing, eyes watering, the skin around my front of my face went kind of tight and prickly, like a rash almost. That's subsiding a bit now. I mean, I'm trying to tune into my thoughts, and they're hard to find. So maybe some of those left. Interesting, very interesting. Uh-oh. Ooh, another yawn.
Uh-oh. Well, I can tell you that's going all the way across the country, Carrie. We're 3,000 miles apart.
Yeah. Pretty impressive you are, Ron.
Yeah, right. I bet you the sunlight's out where you are, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's something. We got darkness over here. Okay.
So, let's have a look. What's happening on the fast chat? Somebody was saying, uh-oh, where's it gone? Oh, yeah, Gene. A lot of energy is going sideways left yesterday, he said. So, I'm feeling really dizzy right now. Uh-oh. Got to hold my desk here for a second. It's a bit hard to read. Okay. Robert?
Maybe I'll do some more. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do the mind like that magnetic twisted body, okay? Let's just see what happens here. Okay, so... I'll just start clearing that. I got to think how I do that clearing here. We'll just say that it's at 300 degrees. Let's just take that. So 300, 290, 280, to 70, to 60, to 50, to 40, to 30, to 20, to 10, to 100. It's hard to count backwards during this one here.
Yeah.
190, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0 degrees. So, anybody have any experience with that one? And now we'll do the twisted body the same as the magnetic body. Twisted body is kind of like how they take it and instead of being turned all together, it's like a corkscrew or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of like twisting taffy. So here we go. 300 to 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 200. And 190, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50. My one brain cell is lost.
Yeah, I know. I can't help. Sorry.
Okay, so let's see. So 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0. There we go. Okay, we'll see what kind of comments we get here.
So did you just do one body?
I just did one body of the...
Okay.
With the magnetic twisted body, yeah. I don't know. There could be a lot of them. But we'll just keep it simple here.
Oh. Cindy's saying that her heart is racing at 500. 500 what? I don't know, but that sounds like a fast heart rate.
Yeah.
Robert is saying it's easier to be aware of clones now. Interesting. Before, didn't realize what was happening to me.
In fact, if you people were at the, if you're listening and you were at the workshop yesterday, you may be listening to it, very possibly you may still be holding the energy. So you may be able to actually see the people in a fishbowl, or like they're flat, like just like watching people on a TV set, okay, so or a monitor. So that's the way they look. People have no depth to them. And then when you're real, all of a sudden, it's like you walk out of that particular role on that screen, and now you become real, and you have all the roundness of a real person versus being flat. So that's the difference that people see. I think everybody at the New Life Expo who saw me, who did that, was very interesting, or for them was interesting for the first time. I had people who did it before who came back. And, once you see it before your eyes, then, you really got to take a double take on it as to what's going on, because you your whole reality changes completely. And when your whole reality changes, then you know that something is going on to you that you never knew about before, but you know it's better to be out of that situation. So anyway, it's very interesting to watch people as they start smiling and their eyes get big and they go, wow, this is real, you know. So bones be gone. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
And Alan says, clones can really weigh you out. She has more energy. Nikki says she's still yawning and her eyes are watering, crying. And Jake and Will are both getting hot. And Jake has electric energy coming out of his body. And Cindy's eyes are watering. And my eyes are watering. And Nikki's sinus eyes watering. Amanda says her internal body clock got reset. That's interesting. And Tony in LA says, got a splitting headache right before mind clone clearing. So, right before it. Okay, well, do you have the headache now still, I wonder? Maybe you can type in what happened after. I'm just refreshing the fast chat, see if Nikki, incessant yawning. Yeah, that sounds like me. Tony, a heat wave shadow-like energy came off me. That's a different Tony. Janice, eyes are starting to water as well. oh, Ron counted to 500. Okay, okay, I see. And my heart started racing, says Cindy. Okay, heart is calm now after the twisted body. Uh-oh. Excuse me. all right. Let's have a look. Reading. Nikki's coughing like crazy now. We just all have to imagine the audio of the rest of us yawning and coughing and sneezing. Not just me. Oh, Marcy feels more present, and she feels like her cells are expanding somehow. Robert says, yes, I can see. Ooh, the clothes like on a TV set. Ooh, excuse me. Oh, goodness me.
Boy.
Timelines must still be crashing, Ron, at least the ones I'm on.
Yeah, they're still crashing. Yeah, this is a big clearing.
You know,
this is a very big clearing. If you guys have enlisted, you might actually see yourself on duty right now. Because it's, you know, remember that the aliens control your mind. That's what we talk about all the time, about mind programming and the planets connecting to it and the little attachments to the top of your head. You know, the satellite clearing that's free, all these things connect to your mind. So all of a sudden, we poked a big stick at him.
You know, both hands are going numb a bit weird to my forearms.
Yeah, it's a good clearing.
Yeah, this just started, the numbness. You always make me go numb, Ron. Yeah, my left hand down the middle of my palm is quite numb. I'm staring at them, and they don't look like they're mine, is what it looks like. Oh, that's weird.
Let's do another mind clearing. We'll take out some more on the clones.
Okay.
Mind clone. Here we go.
Okay.
So 10, 20, 40, 50. So this is get rid of clones that are in your mind, okay? They're juggling your mind. Here we go. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. Oh, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. And 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 700. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 800. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 900. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1,000. So, how are you guys feeling? You might check your finger. Where are you? Are you here or there or somewhere, everywhere? Or you front of five fingers at once, including your thumb? You know, where are you?
My finger's numb.
Okay.
A little bit.
So,
let's see if we can get a call.
Any callers out there?
Yeah, that would be nice because I can't function right now.
Or in dysfunctional, mind dysfunction.
Yeah, and hand dysfunction and eyeballs aren't working. Well, they are. I just can't focus on the fast chat here. Looks like Donna just tuned in. Well, you've tuned into a bit of a roller coaster, Donna. If you're feeling weird, Ron is clearing clones of our mind. Clones that are you a physical clone body's getting cleared, Ron, but it's the ones that are generating our mind energy? Is that what it is?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And that could also maybe affect your thinking patterns, you know?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh.
Anna in New York. It looks like she was at your event last night, Ron, and she says the comb clearing was powerful yesterday. People were glowing afterwards.
Yeah, it's something to watch people smile. Man, they were all happy. It's just like kind of like having a reunion, you know. Everybody was friendly and happy and,
and
you know, full of life and energy. It was great.
Lewis is saying, my skin is calling. Feel like in the dung pile right now. Well, dung pile's kind of getting cleared off you is what's happening, right? When we get rid of clones.
Yep. Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to send out a giant appeal for a caller so I can pull myself together here. So if somebody would call in and describe what's happening to them, that would be great. So it's the phone numbers under station 2 here on the BBS page. The first one is 888-429-5471, or hop down to line 3, area code 530-513-6472. But that 888 one, unless you're out of the U.S. and Canada, that'll work. That's a rolling number. So
okay, we'll do a spirit infusion here. Let's do a spirit infusion.
Oh,
so here we
go.
Good idea.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Tony in L.A. is saying yes. Tony still has a headache. The clones do leave out through our heads, so that might be why you're getting a headache. I don't know, but what would help with that, Ron? Someone's getting a headache from this. I don't know if you're actually having pain or dizziness type of a headache or what it is, but Ron, can you tune in there and maybe see?
Yeah,
how we can
let's
help
do a timeline for dizziness.
Dizziness.
Dizzy. Anyway, you got it. I was in a Disneyland, you know? Maybe that's another Disney there, too, huh? Here we go.
Yeah.
So timeline crash. Remember, the timeline crashes are very good to do, people. Now you got another thing to put in there. You know, the mind energy. So here we go. Timeline crash for being dizzy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Jess is saying I'm half here right now. Well, what half is here? The top or the bottom?
To the left or the right?
To the left or the right, yeah, the front or the back. So we'll see.
I think we have a beep. Somebody on the line, I hope.
Yes, this is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Nikki.
How are you?
I can't really tell you what's happening because I don't seem to be able to think, and my eyes are watering, and I'm dizzy, and I'm a little bit nauseous. I have no idea what's going on.
you're probably getting
some massive programs being taken off. So if they are,
I don't have any idea about it.
Yeah, let's do a system reboot, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Here we go. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Whatever that means to your spirit or your body, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is like the Be Here Now clearing, we'll call it. And Be Here Now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. How are you feeling, Nikki?
It's sort of in my heart. I think that might be the best place to stay right now.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in despite your state.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Delia is saying a lot of my internal organs are shaking. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of people are feeling...
Yeah, what you're after experiencing is a good thing.
Yeah.
Even though maybe life is pretty bizarre and what's going on with you. Because your body now has a chance to reprogram. That's why it's system restore. Because it was controlled by programs, and they're off of you now. And so it'll come back into balance. Remember, the body will always, always seek balance. So we could, I think what kind of clearing I have. We'll just do some light infusion again with your spirit. So here we go. That will take you off to quarantine. This only works live on... you know, on this program here. So here we go, quarantine, and see if any critters are in control of you, possibly, maybe not, but we'll go there, and we'll do some spirit infusion now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you're back here now to see if your body is readjusting now. Remember, you're being run by probably, you know, billions of programs. So just by taking the mind energy and the clones away, your body now has to readjust and settle into its original program. That would be how to live life here without interference. So that's probably what you're going through. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, excuse me. So Ben is saying a lot of crazy-looking aliens and laser show going on. So it looks like Ben is probably fighting. excuse me. So, oh, wow, look at the time. Okay, so...
that's a good question. Raylan says, what in the world are we made of? This looks crazy. Yeah, we're actually made, I talked about on another shows, well, just to kind of get the nail on the head, what we're made up, our body's made up of energies from the darkness. Initially, it was light. And then each time the aliens take us out on timelines and they manipulate us and do things to us, along with, unfortunately, eating us, using that term here, they secrete their waste products, and that's collected. And in that process is... the alien waste with some spirit energy in there, and they use what I call the dung pile to do the manifestations of the dark. So that's what we have here, is those type of manifestations. So anything that is created from mind energy, using elements that may not be natural to this planet, or things that are altered, okay, would be also from that dung pile. So, like, for instance, boy, it's kind of hard to describe. I can't think of anything right now. But, you know, like if you made something out of wood, that would be naturally spirit energy from a tree. Although, if they take that tree and clone it, then it would be made from the dung pile. In fact, all of you out there, I'm going to do a clearing here. Do you have any plants in front of you? And I'll take out the clones, replicas of your plants out, okay? This I did at the New Life Expo workshop. Had some roses beside me on the left of me. And all the people in the audience saw them change from the cloned plant, which would be made from the dung pile, because you have to use something to create it, you see? And then the real plant appeared when I got done with this here. So here we go. And... okay, just look at your plant now, and we're going to start taking out the cloned replicas of it, So here we go. Probably about 200 of them. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Might see your plant shake. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10 clones. Okay, so that's 110 clones out. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, so you start to see your plant become more vibrant now, than or feel blowing on it. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. This plant here is looking really nice. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Expect to overpower the room here with energy. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. I think 700. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 800, I believe. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 900. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1,000. Coming in. Going to bring its original self here. All the phones are released. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now it's real. Now, the plant that I see in front of me here, as I look at it, it just has an energy that consumes the whole room, fills the whole room up of energy, and it feels happy.
Yeah, mine too.
So.
It looks bigger, but it isn't. It's like it got way bigger. It feels bigger.
No. Yeah, it feels bigger, yes, uh-huh. So, everybody, that's what happens here. So.
Okay, I have 56, but my computer clock is a bit off, so let me just quickly re-mention the Q&A after the show tonight. So if you'd like to come on there, the conference call line is 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-6399-506399, and the pound sign, and send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get through as many of those as we can. excuse me. There have been a few questions that we haven't gotten to, so sorry about that, everybody. I've been a bit thrown off by tonight's decloning. A little hard to focus. So let me have a look. How in the world did this happen to us, says Raylan. Yeah, really. No kidding. Well, the dark invaded the territory of the light and set to work, and it's been doing it time-wise for thousands and thousands of years, so we're in a real pickle now, but Ron is here to help, and hopefully you were on the enough of the show that you felt some of the decloning go on in your own body. Anyway, okay. My brain's not working, Ron. Anything else you want to say?
I guess that's good. I will not have conference calls or anything happening Monday because I'll be flying. So any programs that we would normally have, it'll have to be an archive or something like that. So just thought I'd tell all of you that. So but we'll be at VBS tomorrow, and tomorrow is Saturday. And the date for tomorrow, in case some of you are not aware of the date, will be the 31st of March, the last day of the month. So, everybody, we'll say blessings to all of you. Do call in. Maybe you can describe to everybody what your plants look like. So, we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, BBS, for having us on, and we'll go to the light ship tomorrow night. So do tune in. Thank you, Carrie. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for all the clearings tonight, and Nikki for calling and for your questions. And we'll see those of you who are going to be on the Q&A in about 5 minutes. Night-night.